Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. I've had this show, The Power of Synergy, for some time now, but I switched the time slot, so I've extended my invitation to new viewers who might be interested in asking me a question. And I actually had some very interesting interactions in the last week with some pretty amazing people that I've met just traveling back and forth from certain cities to visit family members. And I thought, you know what? This is actually really good. The interest that I'm getting and the people that I'm meeting, it's pretty exciting and it's very motivational, because what I'm seeing is that people really do want to tap into their energy and their personal power and create synergy with other people. So today the show is going to be very special. I know I told certain people that they could call in and ask me questions, but today I'm going to do basically a free webinar for all of my viewers and all of my listeners. And I'm going to extend at the very end for the people who are willing to stay with me and have the focus to stay with me through the whole hour, a very special offer, okay? And only to my viewers and listeners of this show. So the power of synergy. What is synergy? Well, if you look it up in a dictionary, you'll get a very logistical answer of when things unite, they combine, and they form a force that is greater than the sum of their total parts. Okay, yeah, you know what synergy is? It's when we come together, we become exponentially more powerful. We influence each other. We inspire people. We motivate people in everything that we do. Some people, they understand it better if you explain it in the difference between, let's say we have a person who's a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, they're a 2, and then someone who's a 5. Okay, well, when you combine them, they add up to 7. And some people say, well, you know what? Yeah, that's good. We're more than we were before because we have that additional factor of the additional person that, because we'll know, you know what, actually, when it comes to human relationships and energy, it's 5 to the second power. When a 5 and a 2 come together, it's a 25. That's a lot. That's a lot of stuff that we create when we come together. The question is, what are we going to do with that? And do we really understand what power is and the responsibility that comes with it? Because you know what? Power comes with a responsibility, whether you want to accept it or not. When you have influence over another person, you are responsible for the way you behave towards that person. Well, you know what? Another thing that comes with responsibility that a lot of people really don't want to face up to and own up to is accountability. There are consequences, and you do have to render an accounting. You have to accept what comes with that, and you have to pay the price for the things that you do. You might not want to step up to the plate and accept that accountability. That doesn't take it away. If you run away from the things that you do because you don't want to deal with those things, then that really indicates the level of the quality of your soul. We all have to understand that when we come together, we are either a good influence on someone or a bad influence on someone. There is no neutral energy. I always tell people, you know what? One of the best things that I love talking about in my sessions with my clients is neutrality. Yeah, well, is that indifference? Is that the same thing? Is saying I don't care absolution from your responsibility? What's the difference between neutrality and indifference? Well, indifference is saying, I really don't have an opinion one way or the other. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and I don't know. I got nothing. So it's okay. Neutrality, indifference. Neutrality is, yeah, you know what? I have the ability to say I can see objectively both of those things. I can see advantages and disadvantages to both, but I'm not going to take a side. Okay, indifference, you can say, I don't care. I don't care. Well, wait a minute. Is I don't care the same thing as neutrality? Is that the same thing as indifference? No, because again, as human beings, we have a personal energy. We have an emotional and mental energy that we are going to give to someone. When we say, I don't care, what that means is we do not have any value We do not place any value on other people, their thoughts, their feelings, and their needs. Great example of this is when I was in a shelter. It was a pretty bad place. And a lot of the people who lived there, they just said, I don't care. I don't care. In fact, the people who worked there were the ones who said, I don't care the most. And I thought, wow, but these are people around you who need you. And you have what they need and you can provide it to them. You genuinely turning off your heart and your mind to say, I don't care about your well-being. That's not the same thing as neutrality of I'm okay with either one. I don't have a preference. You go ahead and choose because then you can support that person when you don't care and they make a choice. You are not vested to support them in a good and healthy and positive way. Yeah, we are exponentially powerful in the lives of other people, and we are very accountable because at some point there will be consequences for the choices that we make. If you are not creating a solution to something in a situation, a difficult situation, if you are not creating a solution, you are at the very least perpetuating a problem. If you know that there's something that can be improved in a situation and you're not improving it with your good energy and your healthy behavior, you're perpetuating the problem. But you know what? It might even get to the point where how exponentially good or bad you are, you could be propelling, not just perpetuating a problem, keeping it going, because perpetuating just means letting it continue to run on its own way. It was a, propelling is adding force to it, making it more strong, a bigger problem than it was before you ever showed up. Do you want to believe that? Do you want to accept that when you are doing something, you are either going to make the situation and the people in it better or worse than they it were was before you showed up on the scene? Wow. Okay, that's pretty heavy. That's a lot to think about. So what I've always told people in my coaching is, look, if you want to become a better person, you have to figure out four things. First of all, where are you right now? That's a tough one for some people. Some people are very mindful. They're very self-aware. They already know exactly where they are and they know exactly what they're doing. And they say, okay, got it. This is where I am. Well, okay, so where are you going? Okay, maybe that's a tough one for them. But some people can say, no, I know exactly where I'm going. I'm just kind of lost right now. Okay, so that can be a challenge. The most important thing, the thing that will actually get you the answer to both of those questions is how do you move through life? What's your true nature? Well, you know what? That's your personality. Do you know your personality? Your nature. You are born with a personality. When you think about what you have, the power to create synergy, exponential experiences for people and consequences for your actions. And you have that synergy, you have that gift of your personality that has strengths and talents and abilities. Do you know how you move through life? Look, I use it as an example of a car as opposed to a bicycle, as opposed to a plane. Yes, you can get from Seattle to Phoenix in a car, you can ride a bike, you can take a plane. You're going to do things based on what is the most natural for you as your personality. And I use the Myers-Briggs personality profile system. A lot of people have heard of it. A lot of them have people have taken the test. They've been given maybe even an accurate result. A lot of people get very inaccurate results because they answer the questions based on what they're currently doing in their life. That's a big mistake people make. When you ask a question, when you're administering the test and you say, are you more excited at the beginning of an activity or at the end of it? When you have a project, you get more excited at the beginning or at the end. And they might answer the question based on how they currently live their life. Well, what if they're not living their life according to their true nature? Well, then that can be tough for people because, again, if they might think they know where they are, they kind of have an idea of where they're going. What if they don't truly know themselves? That's a really big challenge. And so that's why when I became a relationship coach, actually, I started out as a life coach because I wanted people to succeed in their life, to overcome obstacles and to successfully reach their goals and achieve their dreams and, yeah, feel good. not like a counselor, a therapist, a shrink that just focuses on fixing what's bad. Yeah, let's focus on what's good and let's maximize it and reach your goals. Okay, so you know what? Now you got your personality profile, you know where you're going, you know where you're starting. Okay, great. Now we've got real life. The process of getting from here to there, you need tools and resources. Yeah, you have different challenges that you face throughout life. What are the different challenges that you face? Yeah, there's different kinds, different things, but when it all comes down to it, most of them are the challenges that you face with other people. So I'm actually going to give all of my viewers today the secret formula that I use, that I have used for 16 years in my practice, and that is an acronym that I like to call TIPS. TIPS. Okay, and that stands for topics, then there's issues, then there's problems, and then there are solutions. Okay, so a lot of people in daily life, when they're going through life, because it's complicated, because there's a lot of things to do, and there's a lot of people that you interact with, and there's a lot of challenges that come up just in the mundane activities of daily life, the biggest struggle that people have, and this is part of why I switched to not just a life coach, but a relationship coach, my niche, right? My niche. Because when you figure out the problem, okay, then you can find the solution. But we get confused. We talk about a lot of things, and a lot of things happen at the same time. So it's sorting and sifting. Well, what's the real issue here? Well, but what's the problem? Sometimes the issue isn't even the problem. But you know the sick part? We always talk about the topics. How often do we ever get to the heart of the issue? Now that's the really tricky stuff. Okay, so I actually wrote down, and I seldom show my paper to people when I'm doing this, but okay, I want to give my listeners and my viewers here an example, actually several examples, depending on how much time I have here. And I'm sorry, we're not going to open up the phone lines. I mentioned that to my producer. So if you do have questions throughout the process of this show, go ahead and write them down. You can send them to thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. Okay, so now when we're talking about the difference between a topic and an issue and a problem that will help us get the solution, what do those things mean? A topic is just the theme of the conversation. Okay, and I'll give you four examples of good topics. Okay, number one, what's the difference between motive and intent? That's a good topic. Okay, when we're talking about something like in court, well, did they have the motive and did they have the intent? Well, they kind of seem like similar things. You could have an hour-long conversation about the logistics of the definitions of those words. Okay. What about the difference between a cause of something and the source of it? Wow, that's interesting. You know what? Philosophically, we could have some good banter around that, right? Is the source really the cause? Okay, so, or like, oh, this is a good one. What's the difference between what something is worth and what it costs? Okay, because we can open up a whole lot of Okay. Yeah, we can open up Pandora's box there. Okay, open up a lot of wounds there when we're talking about what my brother-in-law and my husband were talking about the other day in the car. And I was sitting there listening, and I was actually kind of giggling to myself and watching them go back and forth. Look, I know they love each other, but they drive each other crazy. One of the things they were saying is, translate it to English, it says, but she can't. And the other one was saying, well, yes, she can. No, she can't. Yes, she can because of this and this and this. No, she can't because of this and this and this. And I was going, all right, look, okay, let me just ask you something. Let me ask you, what does can mean if someone can do something? Because there's actually different facets to being able to do something. I said, are we talking about actually the ability to do something or the permission to do it? And they both stopped and they went, wow, that's a really good question. And then, of course, my brother-in-law kept going because he was on a train of thought. And my husband kind of looked at me and goes, you know what, sweetie? I never even thought about that one because look, let me tell you this. And I kind of kept talking to him on the down low as he was fighting with his brother, who was on a stream of thought, stream of consciousness, right? A train of thought. And I said, look, I'm going to use the example of what happened to me with those horrible women who were running a women's shelter. And they kept using the, oh, I can't. I can't. Oh, I can't. And I thought, okay, is it because you are incapable of doing it or you don't have permission to do it? Okay. If you do not have the ability to do something, you genuinely can't do it. It's one thing. Well, what if you have the ability, but someone else is telling you're not allowed to do it? You do not have permission to do it. Then you can't. Well, can you though? When you have that personal power, you have that option to say, look, I do have the ability to do something. I have not been given permission to do it. That's a really powerful thing. You have to make a decision. Your responsibility and the accountability that comes with that personal power decision. Wow, a lot of people say, well, I can't. Really, you can't. Why can't you? Okay, that's an issue. That's the difference between the topic and the issue. Okay, so let me go ahead and move on to the issues now because we talked about some great topics that are fun conversation starters, right? And it's something that can expand your mind and actually make you grow and appreciate things, change your perspective. And it's like, okay, but let's look at some issues, actual things that need to be addressed and resolved because they are creating negativity in the lives of other people. One of them I put down was, what is real harassment? Okay, harassment. You know what? I actually had some training in a company that wanted me to do some temporary work for them. And they said, you know what? Sexual harassment. You are not going to go back to work in the office for this company until you watch their mandatory video of sexual harassment. Okay. Well, you know what? I actually, by the end of the video, I was like, you know what? You are making this situation so much worse than it has to be because the issue of how you make someone feel. If you make someone feel uncomfortable, you have harassed them. Really? Okay, so then that means that if I'm talking about this in the okay, the outlet there, and I said, yeah, can you plug me in? Well, oh my God, how could you say that? Could I plug you in? You just made an innuendo. You just made a suggestion that I let you have sex with me because you put your penis in my vagina. I asked you if you could insert the cord into the outlet into the wall, right? Well, I could sue you for sexual harassment. That goes up the, now that brings up the topic of what was the motive and what was the intent. Okay, we need to start using our brain now. Okay, an issue. Did that person have the intention of really and truly hurting you? Did that person really mean to say something that created pain inside of you? Well, if they did, that's a genuine issue that needs to be resolved. There's a lot of different ways you can resolve it. Okay. Well, you know what? What's another one? I just, when you go back to I don't care, does someone genuinely care that the issue is their thought and their feeling when they're saying that word? Because your behavior is going to be the manifestation of your thoughts and your feelings. That's really tough when you have to get yourself back in check. You have to help yourself be in a high quality state in order to be good to the people that you are with, the people around you. Those are some pretty profound things that you have to examine yourself and say to yourself, do I want to be in this situation? If you do not want to have that power, you need to remove yourself from the situation. And these women in the shelters, they would literally put themselves in the place of people who are trying to do good things. They were trying to be good things in their own life and create success for themselves and the other residents. And there were some amazing women where I was staying, and I was like, yeah, let's get together and be amazing. The staff would literally get in the middle of it. And they would say, no, we're not going to let you do that. And we'd say, why not? Because it's against the rules. Show me the rules. Well, we don't have them. We don't have them. Okay, see, I have a problem with that. Well, we don't have access to them. Only the caseworkers do. Okay, well, if you are in the staff, if you are in the office and you have a computer in front of you all day, and you have cameras in front of you all day. You have the responsibility to manage the women that live here. You need to have access to a contract. Okay. I have issue with the fact that you are not allowed. You can't, or you won't. Wait a minute. Okay. Casey, now here we're going. Here's the real deal. We've got a lot of different facets of a lot of different things. But really, you know what? When it comes down to the actual problem, every single problem only comes down to the source of the people involved and their willingness to work together. That's the truth. That's the answer. Because you know what? When we're together, our minds have the ability to come up with, to generate solutions, creative solutions, progressive, innovative solutions, when we're feeding off of each other's positive energy. Do you create positive energy inside of other people? I was at an apartment complex in the office watching the way that the people, the residents and the employees were interacting with each other. And I thought, wow, we've got a lot of people who are very frustrated with the manager. The staff was frustrated with the manager because she did not communicate effectively. And in fact, she insulted them right to their face when she made a mistake. And I thought, whoa, okay, so we got some combustible things going on here. Let's just see when the stuff hits the fan, right? And then we've got residents coming in who are speaking to people on the phone going, wait a minute, but you didn't answer my question. You didn't effectively communicate with me. There was a lot of negative energy, a lot of toxicity in the office. And by the time I left, I thought, you know what? I gotta diffuse the situation. Am I gonna solve the managerial problem? No. Am I gonna change the manager? No. But I have a responsibility and an accountability to create a better situation than what was there when I came onto the scene. So what I did was I actually helped the, I don't even know what her job description is. I know she was one of the administrative staff. Okay. I helped her by giving her some food that I knew she would enjoy. And I made a joke about what my daughter and I did on our trip, our recent trip together that I think I'm still glowing from. And by the time everyone else had just kind of gone into a separate space, in the same place, but a separate space, she actually said, wow, thanks. I said, you're welcome. And so then when the other staff member came back and again tried to be provocational, okay, she just said, you know what? Don't do that. Okay. I'm doing okay here. So let's go ahead and keep working. And I was like, yes. Okay. See? And then I walked away from that situation and the residents were actually looking at me and going, wow, you know what? That was kind of cool. And they started socializing with each other, laughing with each other by the time I walked out the door. And I was like, see, now, did I change, completely change the situation? No. Did I resolve the real issue of the manager? No. But I took the opportunity to create a good synergy in people. But the only way you're going to be able to do that is if you are in a high quality state. You will never manifest anything of a higher quality than what you currently are. Okay, so how do you get to be good quality? Well, this is a secret. Now, when we're talking about the tips, what's the topic, what's the issue, what's the problem, what the solution, we're going to get to the solution. Okay, the problem is you are not in a high quality state to be amazing things. Well, the solution to getting into a high quality state for yourself. This is actually the last part of my book. I basically make it as motivation and focus and energy. If you are not in a high quality state, it's because you are not centered. You have to have good motivation, you have to have good focus, and you have to have good energy. All of those things can only happen when you are personally centered. I have explained again to many people all of the letters and all of the words, right, of the vernacular and the vocabulary of the Myers-Briggs type indicator personality profile system. But I haven't really gone into functionality. The only way you are going to be centered as an individual is if you are doing your dominant function for a minimum of 8 hours a day, because your personal organic energy is based entirely on your personal center. You have to have the activity that it is your nature to do being the foundation of who you are, your true nature. Yes, we are all born with a personality, but we have a dominant function, an auxiliary function, a tertiary function, and an inferior function. You have to spend as much time doing your dominant function as you do doing all of the other three functions combined, because that is about you being centered. When you have a good, strong center of your functionality, that is your dominant function being able to perform and manifest in a healthful way, all of the other things that you do will remain balanced around it. Okay, so instead of going over all of the logistics again of MBTI, because I've got several videos, I've got several shows, right, archive that you can go back and scroll through those and watch if you want. Dominant function. That is going to be the thing that you do most naturally during the day in your daily routine. There are a lot of different activities that need to be done. Well, extroverted sensing, introverted intuition, introverted sensing, extroverted feeling. As you go down the functionality, you need to spend 8 hours a day doing whatever your dominant function is, so that the other things that you will be doing will support that continuing to stay still. What's your balance? Okay. Everything, once you get off balance just a little bit, everything else is completely compromised and the quality of it goes down. When you have a good quality, you don't have to have a high quantity of the other functions. Okay, so then the next part is when you have motivation. Well, sometimes you just lose motivation. Well, the book that I have, the last part of the book is the tools and resources. When we have the motivation, there's three different things that I suggest that people use. One is checklists. Yeah, checklists are important because when you have the visual of, okay, this is what something that I need to do, something that I need to do, yeah, and that'll keep me motivated. And the nice thing about that is when you do something on a checklist, you're more likely to create a healthy habit. It takes 21 days to change a behavior into a habit. But if you do it consistently for 21 days, wow, yeah, then that's something that comes more naturally to you. Then you don't need that reminder to get that motivation. Your body will naturally do it for you. Another thing I do like is support system. Sometimes you just need people in your life supporting you. Sometimes you're like, you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. I just don't have the motivation. I see where I'm going. I know what's going on, and I'm just not motivated. You do need people in your life to say, what's going on with you? I love you. And you are amazing and you are worth it. And I can give you the help if there's specific help that you need, help and support that you need. Tell me what it is because I can give it to you. Because when you let me give to you, I become a better person. And then when I see you succeed and you become a better person, we come together and we create synergy. Yeah. Do you have a support system in your life? Do you know how to get one? It's an important thing to know. Go ahead and think about that. Now, the other thing is affirmations. Yeah, affirmations. When we brainwash ourselves, that gives us the motivation simply because when we tell ourselves something over and over and over and over again, start to go, okay, it becomes automatic. We just manifest it. That's pretty powerful. That's why what you say is very important. When you think you've said something, just thrown it around because you felt like saying it, you've done something really huge. Don't say it unless you are willing to accept the consequences of what it will manifest, what it will create. It will create something. So when you say affirmations, there are certain rules and standards that I've included in my book that are really important for you to remember and always adhere to. Abide by those standards. Then, okay, yeah, so you got motivation. Well, what if you've just lost your focus? Yeah, and I got this other stuff going on, these distractions, and I'm I'm sorry. What were you talking about? I'm very motivated. But you know what? I have to do this first. Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay. But she needs me. So okay, I'll be right back. My phone. I'm sorry. What were you doing? No. Yeah. No. I'm good. I'm very motivated. I'm sorry. What? That's the world we live in. That's the society that we live in. If you lose focus, you got that checklist again. Yes, that's very good. You can do some affirmations, but this is really important. Milestones and rewards. Now, this is important because sometimes if you have a goal, let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. Well, great. That's 20. Well, you know what? You need to kind of break that down into four landmarks of 5 pounds. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe sometimes that's too far. That's too much, even 5 pounds. Well, that would be 5 pounds, what, in a month, in a week? Maybe you need to make it a weekly goal of maybe 1 pound. Okay, so let's just break it down to 5 pounds at a time. Forget the 20. Let's break it down into 5 pounds, 5 1-pound milestones to keep you focused, right? Okay, yeah, you need to be able to say to yourself, this is what I have to keep my eye on, because when I reach that milestone, I'm going to reward myself. There you go. When I have that reward, when I have hit the milestone, not only will I feel that sense of personal accomplishment, but then I'll also have the confirmation, which is different than an affirmation. An affirmation is you saying, yes, this is absolutely true. A confirmation is an external manifestation of that reassurance that, yeah, that was good. And it was definitely worth the time and the effort and the focus, right, that you put into it in order to make it happen. Now, when we're talking about the checklists and the yes to keep us going, we actually sometimes we have low energy and we have that. We're just going, okay, shot in the arm. Well, you know what? You didn't necessarily reach a landmark. You just genuinely need a shot in the arm. Well, if you're doing your dominant function and you still need a shot in the arm, then you're going, okay, there might be something else going on. It's time for you to take a step back and take care of yourself. Yes, give yourself a shot in the arm. That could be a lot of different activities. It could even be a food that you like. The key is to stay balanced. Everything in moderation. Do you have moderation in your lifestyle? Having that time out, and you give yourself a shot in the arm and say, okay, now I'm going to go ahead and figure out what's worth it. What really is me, and what is them, and what is it, and what's going on? You know what? I'm going to take very good personal care of myself right now in that time out. Do you know what a good time out for you is? One of the best things for me is stretching. I do a lot of stretching. For my daughter, it's walking, actually physically moving while she's getting her mind lost. Because while she's walking, she doesn't have to think. She can just keep going until she feels better. When I stretch, I get my breathing going and I get my relaxation, my circulation flowing, and I get my mind to relax. And then the whole body takes care of itself because, again, the principles of balance are, how much of what we have going on inside of us is really important? How much of it is to the wrong proportion of the other things based on our true nature? That's really, really key. Mindfulness, self-awareness. Yeah, a lot of the professionals, a lot of the experts say you need to become more mindful. Well, how do you do that? You have to take excellent care of yourself. That means being able to say to other people, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to take care of me right now because I know that once I listen to my body and once I stop listening to everybody else, I will figure it out because our heart and our minds speak to us all the time. Those are good things. Sometimes we don't really trust it. We don't know what we're listening to, and we don't know how to identify it. But when we have everything else going on around us, kind of distracting us from ourselves, then we're not doing anything good for anybody else, including ourselves. I know that most people have very good intentions. You, probably, unless you're a sociopath or a psychopath, have very good intentions. It's just a matter of not knowing what good you can do for people and in what way. Because you know what? What's really good for one person isn't good for someone else. Yes, I have had five people come to me with the exact same question. I've given them five completely different answers, solutions, suggestions, because of their nature. You have to spend at least 50% of your day doing your dominant function. What's your dominant function? Well, that's an important thing to figure out. And so what I'm offering now to my viewers and my listeners is the opportunity to get to know yourself, know your dominant function, understand what that is, and a coaching session to have the explanation of that. Because I can tell you right now, if you're an ESFJ, your dominant function is extroverted sensing, and your auxiliary function is introverted. Sorry, your dominant function is extroverted feeling, and then your auxiliary function is introverted sensing. Okay, so there you go. Be warm and well fed. What does that mean? What is extroverted feeling? What is introverted sensing? Well, depends on your life. It depends on what you're doing during the day. You have got to make sure that you center your behavior around, if you're an ESFJ, extroverted feeling. Yeah, that's going to take time to talk. So the test is actually a really important part because it's going to give you the right results. But there's certain kinds of tests. There's many, many, many different MBTI websites and many different MBTI tests. I will go ahead and give you the MBTI test specifically for functional order. It asks very different questions, but I will go ahead and give you that. And I will also give you my book, which is an ebook right now, and it's also an MP3, a recording of me reading it. If you go into the bookstores, you're going to get a half of a book because my publisher, when I originally submitted a manuscript, they said, "Oh, you should cut it in half." And I said, "I don't want to cut it in half." They said, No, we can make two books out of it." And I said, "Okay, so you're going to charge me twice as much." And they said, "Oh, yeah, no, but you'll make money from your book." Yeah, no, I didn't make any money from them. I've only made money from my book selling it, which I've made some good money from that. That's nice. But the point is, you will get the book, the whole book, and the recording of me reading the book and a 30-minute session explaining what your dominant function is. When you get the results from your test, I'll give you the profile and your disposition and your functional order and the session with me to understand what your dominant function behavior in the context of your lifestyle is. Now, all of those things together would ordinarily cost someone $600. Well, not everyone has $600. So I'm giving a 90% off, 90% discount to the people who really truly do want to know who they are and they want to become more powerful. So for $60, what you need to do is email tips for success, TIPS for success to the power of synergy. BBSradio@gmail.com. That is the only email address that the offer can be accepted through. So if you email that you listened to this show, watched this show, and you're interested in a 90% discount, give me the email address. If it's not the one that you sent from, if it's a different email address, I will send you one ebook and one MP3 recording as well as the official test. And then when you respond, and I will give you the results, I will also let you set up a coaching session with me for the explanation, a specific description of your dominant function within what you share with me as your personal lifestyle. It's very important for you to stay centered, but it's also important to stay motivated and focused. Yeah, to have energy. When you go through life, there are just going to be things that are going to burden you, they're going to weigh you down. We don't want that. We don't want you to be just right there on the cusp of doing something. Look, the fact is, there were a lot of women in the places where I stayed, and they were right there on the verge of reaching their goals. And then something would happen, and they'd say, oh, well, I tried. And they'd walk away, and I'd say, what are you doing? You're right there. Well, then I find out that there were people in their life undermining them. The authority figures, the counselors, the case managers, the managers were actually doing things to stop them from being successful in their life. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. There you go. There you go. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that they were such bad people. But you know what? They were. They are, because they're still there. Bad people. What are you going to do in your life when you are in a situation where you don't necessarily have bad people undermining you like these ladies did, but there's things going on in your life that are getting in the way? Well, understand, what's the topic? What's the issue? What's the problem? What's the solution? If you know what's really important to you as a person based on your nature, then you can say, okay, you know what? Now I know there are other people in the world that have gifts and talents and strengths and abilities too, just like I do. Different kinds. You know what? When I use it as a body part, the mind, NTs, intuitive thinkers, they're like brains. Okay. NFs, they're like hearts. SJs are like bones. And SPs are like muscles. Don't go to the heart to do math. Okay. Don't go to a bone if you need to be soft and vulnerable. Okay. Don't go to a muscle if you want to be stiff and firm and stable and strong. Yeah, no, that's, I think they call that a Charlie horse. The fact is, when you know who you are and then you're able to appreciate who other people are, then you can come together and create synergy. Good, powerful, positive energy. Do you know really what the toxicity in the world is? It's their attitude. Some of the things that went on, I'm actually going to tell a story about something that went on. I said, you know what? I don't really have any problems. I just want you to help me get housing and get a job. Now, if you don't want to listen to this story, you can go ahead and stop watching now, because the offer, again, that I just presented to people, it's very, very universally available. So if you've seen someone who wants it, go ahead and spread the news and just tell them about how to get the offer. I said, look, I'm having a hard time right now getting a job. I want to see if your system works. And they said, okay. And I said, I need to get a job and I need to get housing. Well, they gave me two different case managers who didn't communicate with each other about my job or my housing. And so I was getting housing offers here, but my job was up here. And I said, look, but my job is literally 45 miles away from my house in this situation. And I take the city bus, and half of the buses aren't manned because COVID has completely eliminated a third of the driver population. And then there's construction through downtown that's making them take detours. So I'm literally waiting at a bus stop. Okay. I'm waiting at a bus stop for 20 minutes, and the bus turns two blocks from where I'm sitting, because it's not mentioned on the website that there was construction, and it's not mentioned on the application that there's a detour down this street. I said, so can you please not put me in a home that's this far away from where I work? Well, we'll see what we can do. Well, I don't, one would say, I don't care. They would say, it's not my problem. And then I would say, okay, so I got a job, but you know what? Apparently, what the money that I was making wasn't enough to pay for the rent, because some apartments need 2.5, some need 3 times your monthly in your rent to be your monthly income. And I'm like, okay, so great. I got a job. And this was really good. And I think this is going to fit what you're giving me as a job and what you're giving me as a residence. I think we could have been, oh yeah, well, you know what? They need your birth certificate. I said, okay. I don't actually have, because I'm living in a homeless shelter. I don't have my birth certificate. I believe it's about 1500 miles north of me. And let's see if I can request it. So I'm like, okay, well, that's okay. I can request it. Well, you know what? I need to wait 3 to 5 days, because the person who's helping me get a job says, I can help you get it, but that's going to take a while. So I told the other person, I said, you know what? I can get it. It's going to take 3 to 5 days. They said, oh no, well, you missed out on that opportunity. And I said, what if it, just tell them that it's coming, you know, 7 days max. And like, no, they need your birth certificate. And I said, but I can get my birth certificate. Just, okay, you know what? And then I got a job, but it was a temporary job. I said, you know what? I'm going to get my own job. I'm going to get my own job. Okay. Because this person isn't helping me. So I'm going to get my own job. And the women in the shelter and the women working there were watching me. And they said, oh, some of them were going, wow, you're handling this really well because you are not propelling their negativity. In every situation, you are getting yourself together and you are creating something positive and you're resolving the conflict and you're, addressing the issue. And they said, wow, we want to be like you. And I said, you know, that's great. Come be with me. Let's do this together. And then, something happened and it was only a temporary job that he gave me. And I said, okay, look, 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 I got a permanent job. I'm having some issues with something in Washington State, and I'm having troubles getting the birth certificate because it's been 3 days now, 4 days now, 5 days now. But he's not helping me get a new place. So I think this still might be a good place for me to go. And I got my good positive energy going. And then I said, okay, to my job case manager, I said, I need to go see my baby girl and I need to get some stuff from another car accident legal case that I'm still trying to get some money from. Maybe this money will be the extra, maybe for a deposit so I can get this. I'm thinking about all these solutions and all of these, possibilities and options. And so I said, I'll let you know when I'm back in town. And so then I sent an email and he said, you've been gone for several days. I said, yeah, I'm in Washington. He said, you never told me you were going to go out of state. I said, I was going to go see my girl. And he goes, well, now I'm going to have to evict you from the program. And I said, what do you mean? I'm taking care of stuff. And my job down there starts literally on Wednesday. I said that it would be okay if I come in town. And I got the affirmation, the confirmation from them that we have the whole thing set up at this permanent job. It's not the temporary job. And he said, well, I think I'm going to have to let's see, what did he say? Initiate the exiting, not expulsion, I don't know, something like that, process. And I said, okay, well, my daughter actually asked me to stay for a few more days. I want to be with her, and it's okay. So instead of coming in on Sunday, I'm still going to be back by Wednesday, but I think I'm going to stay until Tuesday. I came back. He didn't respond. I came back on Monday night at around 11. I even emailed him and said, okay, I'm going to be back actually probably around 11, maybe even midnight, because the planes were delayed. They had some technical difficulties with the other planes, and he didn't respond. And so I went into the shelter and I said, where's Mike? Why isn't he responding to me? It's like 1:30 in the morning. And they said, oh, you've been exited from the program. You need to get out. You're not welcome here anymore. I said, what are you talking about? Mike said he was going to start the paperwork. I was waiting for him to email me something saying that he was starting the paperwork. And they said, no, we don't have any record of that. I don't know. And I said, okay, maybe you can get into the file because the computer is right in front of you. They said, no, we don't have any access to his files. And I said, okay. So it's now, let's see, 2:15 in the morning, and I need to get ready for work tomorrow because I start work on Wednesday. And they said, well, that's not our problem. Get out. And I said, okay. So I have bags that I was the airport. Put my to check my bag, which actually made me take longer. And I had my bag, my carry-on, and my check-in, and all that stuff. And I literally sat in front of the shelter because I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to sit here until Mike gets here so I can talk to him, my case manager. And they said, you need to get off our property. And I said, okay, where exactly is the boundary of your property? And as I asked that question, it started to rain. And she said, I don't know. I said, how can you're telling me to get off the property. Now you're saying you don't even know where the property is. She said, I don't know. It's not my problem. Get off. And I said, okay. So I went across the street and sat at the bus stop. And I was like, okay, it's now raining very, very hard, literally pouring down rain, a lot of wind. I didn't have a coat. It was actually inside where all of my things were. They wouldn't give it to me, and I had an umbrella inside where all of my things were. And so I sat on a bench of a bus stop where a lot of drug dealers and a lot of drug users set up camp. And one of them started a fight with me. She actually threatened to call the police on me. So when the police came, and I was sitting there going, yeah, I'm really tired right now. But if you want to take me to jail, that'd be good. If you want to give me a place to sleep, they said, you haven't committed a crime. You just upset a very whacked out drug dealer. And I said, and drug user. And I said, okay. So, what are we going to do? And I kept going, I kept going, and I was doing things for myself. I was doing affirmations for myself, and I was relaxing. I was stretching. Yeah, I was stretching in a bus stop at 3 o'clock in the morning as it kept raining and raining and raining. And I actually text messaged my one of the people in my support system, and they said, "You know what? You are doing great." And I said, "You know what? And I'm going to keep doing great." A lot of people in this situation, they would break down and they would be destructive and they would be harmful to the people around them. And I said, "But I have you guys. You're amazing people in my life, and you're the reason why I'm going to keep going." Yes. And I had checklists. I actually created a checklist, and I said, "Okay, today this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get things out of the other storage that I have. I'm going to talk to Mike. I'm going to figure out what went wrong, because it might have just been a miscommunication. It really and truly might have been a misunderstanding." I came back that day. They said, "Mike's been out for 2 days. He's out sick." I said, "Okay, when is Mike going to be back?" "I don't know." "Okay. Is there someone else besides Mike who would have access to my information?" "Yeah, the manager." "Okay, can I speak to the manager?" "No, but they're the only ones who can help." I said, "Can I at least appeal? I have not had anything formally filed against me. Can I at least have an appeal?" "Oh, we don't have access to that information. I'm sorry, you are the staff that is telling me that I've been kicked out." I said, "When exactly was I kicked out?" They say, "We don't know. We don't have access to that information." Okay, so I gotta tell you, I have issues. I have a lot of issues with a lot of this stuff, but I got myself recentered. And so I literally carried my backpack and my suitcase and my purse around with me the entire day. They brought all of my things in bags, bags, hefty bags, six of them, and put them on the street corner. So now I have all of my things, all of my bags, having to get them into storage. I got them into storage. I kept in touch with my temp agency. I started a job on Wednesday, and I got this activity going in my life. I got everything back. I'm getting my clients. I actually had a session with my client before work on Wednesday. I do have things going on, great things going on. I call my daughter when I need a good shot in the arm, right? She's one of my things. I get Sudoku. I stretch. I take care of myself. You can take care of yourself in that way. There are a lot of things that I could have said and I could have done to continue to propel the bad things in my life. I said, "I will take the form." I filled out the form. I gave it back. And then I said, "Okay, now I'm going to go to the director, because the manager who has access to the information that only my case manager can discuss with me, but he's been out sick for a week." Okay. And she didn't respond. So I went to her director and I said, "Okay, look, I've been expelled from your program. You have not given me a reason why. I don't know officially when." She said, "Oh, yeah, no, it was on Friday, not on Monday, the way they said." "Okay, great. So then do I have time to appeal?" "Oh, yes, here's the sheet. You can appeal." They didn't respond in the 72 hours to respond to my appeal. They still didn't respond. Okay. So I finally got a response from the manager who said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've been out for a week. So let's go ahead and schedule your meeting for your appeal, right, on Monday." And I said, "Okay, great. That's going to cut into the work that I'm doing. You know for a fact that I have a job." "Well, maybe you don't, because maybe my case manager didn't tell you anything. Maybe you don't know anything about anything, because the people who work there don't communicate with each other, not allowed to communicate with each other." "I will be there on Monday for our appointment. The question I'm going to ask all of you is, do you want to be a better person? Do you want to be someone who cares, who creates solutions?" You're not going to change a system. You don't have to change the system to create a good situation that you are in that will either draw more good people to you. I've met a lot of people in these homeless shelters, and they have reached out to me. I have given them my books. I have given them coaching sessions. We have stayed in touch. I've found people to support my business in different ways. Do you want to make good things happen in your world to become a more, or do you want to continue to propel the negativity in the world? There is no neutral energy. The positive energy. Again, I'll explain my offer to people. If you send your name and address to the email that I set up just for this one promotional offer, 90% off, tips for success at the power of synergy at bbsradio.com. Give me your name and email address. I'll give you the book and the test and a coaching session for 90% off, but only at that address and only for this offer. The power of synergy. You have a power. Use your power for good. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona on BBS Radio.